The morning Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, but the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro. The Max City Morning Show is all about giving people in this awesome community an opportunity to share their stories. It doesn't matter who you are, a business owner, the head of a non-for-profit, a guy who works out at site, or a stay-at-home mom. Everybody's story is unique and special. And here on the Max City Morning Show, we want to highlight those awesome, unique stories from this incredible community that we call Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo. All right, and we're back. Before we get started, big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you, Keith, Nimmer, Fad, all the boys and girls down at Noral. You guys make this happen. Thanks for keeping on the lights. So thank you very much for our title sponsor. Now to the show. As you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So on that note, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Oh, well, my name is Michael Ferreira. It's 15 or 16 year resident of Fort McMurray.
Okay.
Came up here initially just kind of as a career change.
Okay.
And now it's completely home. Met my wife here. She's a very long term resident of Fort McMurray. Been here since the late 70s.
Okay.
So I am now a long term resident and probably will be here until, long past work being done and stuff like that.
That's so awesome, man.
Yeah.
So initially, where did you come from?
I'm from Saskatchewan.
Okay.
Yeah. And I came up here just kind of as a career change, and at the time,
yeah,
things were pretty booming, I guess, in Fort McMurray. But
yeah,
I guess the advantage that Fort McMurray presented was that you could come up here and you could take training, but you could also work and make money.
That's right.
Whereas anywhere else you'd go, you could go and either take some schooling or take some training.
Right.
Had no opportunity for a practical portion,
right,
where you'd be able to pay your bills and stuff.
That's
so,
right.
That's what initially brought me here. In deciding to come up here, I came up for a drive. Never had been here before.
Okay.
And absolutely love it up here.
Yeah.
What's not to like?
That's right.
I think we tend to forget that, like, when you drive into Fort McMurray, nobody knew what Fort McMurray was going to become.
That's right.
Or what oil sands were going to become. But, like, we really have a beautiful spot.
Oh, yeah.
Convergence of rivers, and it's almost a little sad that we didn't have the ability to foresee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because some of our neighborhoods could have been maybe planned a little bit different.
Right.
But, moving forward, I think we can move towards that.
Yeah, for sure.
Thinking about, vista views for all kinds of neighborhoods over different rivers and this,
yeah,
and that, maybe a couple more bridges. And,
yeah.
And certainly that's far in the future, but very easy to see that.
Right.
And I know moving up here, I saw that before I even decided to come and make this home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful spot,
yeah,
carved out of the wilderness.
So when you were making your career change and deciding to come to Fort McMurray, did you come here because you had heard about the opportunity, because you knew people that were here? Or, like, how did that, like, I live here, let's do Fort McMurray?
Well, I guess I was kind of looking for something just different.
Yeah.
I was, making okay money in my prior life, but I was, sitting behind a desk wasn't really going to be for me for another 30 years.
Right, right.
So I'm like, well, what can I do where I don't take a big pay cut?
Yeah.
And I started looking into things and found something that I thought was maybe would be a fit for me. So then,
yeah,
now you start looking into it. Okay, well, if I want to do this,
right,
where can I go where it's going to be financially the least hardest impact on me financially?
Right, right,
not
right,
so
right,
much
right.
Where I can make the most money, but it's going to be the least impact on me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you can, you know, take some training or education or schooling and then also work.
That's right.
It became a no-brainer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's how I chose Fort McMurray rather than
right.
Saskatchewan or BC or going east.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
So now that you're here for Fort McMurray, you say you're going to stay here indefinitely,
yeah.
which is really cool. What do you do in the community that keeps you busy?
Well, honestly, with the pandemic, we're much like most people. We're a little yeah. more homebody, forced to be more homebody the last couple of years.
That's right.
And much like everybody, they say if you haven't had a breakup or a child or a pet fortunately I didn't break up with my wife.
There you
very
go.
Very happy.
That's happy. There you go. That's a win.
But we did get a pet.
Right.
So we've got a puppy, which keeps us crazy busy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, to further, I guess, cement ourselves in the community, we bought a new house.
Oh, nice.
So kind of our, maybe a more of a forever type house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so between making that one ours and getting the other one ready to sell,
right,
you know, that kind of keeps us busy.
Yeah.
We used to be real travelers, but mm-hmm. that's kind of been,
yeah, you got to put down a hold,
put it on the back burner for a while.
Right.
It looks like that's slowly starting to open up, so we'll,
fingers crossed,
we'll do a little more travel.
Yeah.
And you know, we've been a number of places you know, here and across the ocean, but
yeah,
it's sure nice when we land and get back here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I love, it's one of my favorite things to do is to travel. Where do you like travel to? Where do you like going to?
Well, we're big.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. This where do you like to travel? That's what happens when you do a live show, man. It's the best. It's my favorite part about filming on location.
So we are big wine fans.
You what?
We're big wine fans.
Wine fans. Okay.
Drinking wine.
Okay.
So we've been on a couple week long wine tour through Chile and Argentina.
Nice.
We have plans for a wine tour through northern Italy coming up, but I think we're probably going to pull the pin just with the
right
with the strife going on now, especially on the global stage.
Yeah, and, yeah, 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 yeah.
And what have you? But yeah, we've been through Europe and South America, and
okay.
we want to kind of continue on. We had plans for Asia.
Oh wow!
But
yeah,
then COVID happened.
That's
so
right.
We
yeah,
that'll have to be a back burner
right.
thing for a while.
That's great. So your yeah. wife is on board with traveling with you. That's
oh
phenomenal.
Yeah, loves it.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, I just got a signal from my man Tanner. We have a segment on the show called the Mac City Minute.
Okay.
Tanner's going to ask you some questions. I don't know what he's going to ask you. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. For everybody at home, though, before we get to the Mac City Minute, this whole segment is sponsored by Thickwood Barbershop next to the Black Horse Pub. So big shout out to Ali and all the boys for sponsoring this segment. Really do appreciate it. Tanner, hit him with the Mac City Minute.
All right, question number one. What is one thing Fort McMurray gave you that you haven't gotten anywhere else in your travels?
I think living through the fire, it really showed what community can provide.
Question number two. What is the story behind the best glass of wine you've ever had?
Ooh, good question. I like that one.
Ooh, that is a tricky one. Well, I think the best glass of wine we've ever had was, we were at a vineyard in Chile. The owner and the owner's father, who's still involved, had his father's 55 Chevy.
Okay.
Playing like doo-wop music and dancing with my wife, and then they gave us a full tasting of their collection. I don't know if we could narrow one down, but that was maybe our best wine day.
Nice.
Your final question. Why do you choose Thickwood Barbershop for your haircut choices?
Because this is almost like what you expect a barbershop to be when you watch it, when you see a barbershop like in the movies or whatever, and we've kind of lost that.
Mm-hmm.
You come in here and you can just hang out, right? Even if you're not getting a haircut, you can come hang out for a half hour and, you know, make small talk and have a coffee and whatever.
Yeah.
And that's good. Especially as men, we need that. We don't have outlets like that.
And those have been your three questions.
Awesome. Thank you, Tanner. Appreciate it. Yeah, that is the one thing about the barbershop. I come in here weekly. As soon as we're done, yeah. I'm going to get my beard and my hair done. But yeah, literally, if I'm in a neighborhood and I got time to kill, I'll just come and chat with the boys.
Yeah.
It's a special place, man.
100%.
Yeah. And I have a little guy. His name is Keegan. He's 7 years old. And sometimes he's just like, hey, Dad, are you going to go hang out with the fellas? I'm like, yeah, do you want to come? Yeah. He's like, if I can get a lollipop, and then he'll come with me, and we'll just hang out. So it's a cool spot.
They're so good with kids here, too, right?
That's right.
I've been to a few barber shops, and this is kind of the one I just come to for the last 5 years. It was where we used to live was closest. We live quite a ways away now, but I just come anyway.
That's right. That's right.
Because it's kind of like your place, right?
That's right.
But they're so good with kids here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a pretty awesome thing.
Yeah, man. So, let's talk about neighborhoods before I cut you loose.
Okay.
You were living in a certain neighborhood. Now you bought a new house. I don't want the address, obviously.
Yeah, so we were actually just over here, just off Signal Road.
Okay, nice.
Little crescent off Signal.
Nice and quiet.
And we bought a place in Eagle Ridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, we're older, and we kind of had an idea what we wanted.
Right, right.
And we didn't need to buy.
Right.
But if it checked off all the boxes, then we would pursue it. So,
nice.
You know, we're older, we wanted a bungalow. Well, hard to find a bungalow in this town, a newer area, because the lots are narrow.
That's right.
But we found a bungalow.
Nice.
And she wanted a water feature or a walkout, and it had both.
Yeah.
So then I'm like,
it's checking the boxes.
So then it became a happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
which is like the biggest box to check,
That's right.
So that's what we did. So we still have our other place and haven't rented it or nothing. We did some painting and changed a couple floors and this, and we're going to list it here now that weather's getting a little nicer.
That's
pretty
right,
tough
that's
to
right.
list something when it's minus 40.
Yeah, just tidied up a little bit for the selling season.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, my parents, they live here too. They're both retired. They moved here in like 77, and they would love a bungalow as well, but it just...
You can't find them.
They just don't exist here.
Yep. It's too narrow, and like ours is a bungalow.
Yeah.
And it's got a three-car garage in the front.
Okay.
But it's pie-shaped, so my backyard is humongous.
That's right. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
But my front yard is narrow.
That's right.
And even the garage is narrow. So
that's right.
Yeah, it's a three-car garage, but it's really just a big two-car garage.
That's right. That's right.
Right? Because the walls are right up beside this.
Yeah, that's right.
So if it would have been me that built it, I would have just made a big double.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right?
No doubt.
And you'd have lots of space.
You could blow out a hole in the back of it and have a drive-through and make a little garage in the back.
Yeah. Well, we're at the point we're trying to get rid of stuff, not collect more junk. You know.
Awesome. Well, my man, thank you very much for being on the show today. I really do appreciate it. This was a lot of fun. It was nice getting to know you.
Yeah. I hope I didn't sound like a complete loser.
Yeah. Don't take that off yet, though.
Okay.
Because before I cut you loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug.
Ah.
So you got the lights, the camera, and the mic on you. Have fun.
Okay. Well, I wasn't really prepared for this, but I would say. My shout out is kind of a general shout out. I think we've all been through this couple years of COVID and lockdown and no lockdown and mask and no mask and trucks and protests and all this stuff. As it looks like we're slowly coming out of it, I think my shout out would be to the local businesses that have been able to hang on, and I would maybe have a call to action to all of us, you know, myself included, to, you know, let's support these local businesses and get them back on their feet, because they've probably had it worse than everybody.
There you go. That's a great shout out. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big thanks to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you for keeping the lights on. And another big shout out to Thicker Barbershop next to the Black Horse Pub for sponsoring the Max City Minute. I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.